This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Paula Campbell, co-chairman of the Macoupin-Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Thanks for having me.
Paula, we're going to discuss today a special presentation that is coming up in April 15th at the Carlinville High School Gymnasium. And it's entitled Social Issues, Putting Our Teens at Risk. And if you would, to start off the program, maybe give us an overview what this is about.
Absolutely. The coalition members and I work to bring awareness to the community. Our coalition developed about a year ago. Montgomery County was working on a coalition. Macoupin County had the anti-meth coalition, and we thought it'd be great to regionalize those. And both of our, in coming together, our objective is to bring more awareness and education to both counties and all their community members. And one of our projects was this program called Social Issues, Putting Our Teens at Risk. We're going to be talking about vaping, tobacco use, alcohol use, marijuana use, prescription drugs, and how they affect our young people, online risks such as grooming, sexual predators, and gambling. These are all things that are affecting our teens today and our preteens. Vaping is one of the number one things that's affecting middle school age through high school and other young adults. It's at epidemic numbers. The tools that students use many times, parents are unaware. They look like devices that you might have around the house, USB drives, things like that. And it makes kids are confused by it because it's been sold as a product to maybe help adults who are trying to stop using tobacco to use this device. But now, instead of it being something that helps people quit tobacco use, it's actually becoming something that people are using in large amounts, and maybe even then going from vaping to tobacco products. Alcohol use has always been and will probably remain one of the number one concerns among adolescents. You know, it's very easily accessible to children, and understanding how that's still playing a role in our children's lives and what we can do to help prevent them. One of the number one topics we're going to be talking about is marijuana use among adolescents now. It's always also been one of those drugs that you might see high school students use, but with all the legalization in other states and the possibility of it becoming legal in Illinois and the medical use, it's very confusing to our adolescents on what is the harm in marijuana today and how accessible is it. And because of those all those changes that are happening, we're seeing marijuana use among middle school and high school age kids increasing. And we want to make sure parents are aware of that. And also help people understand what the effects on the adolescent brain is when using marijuana versus maybe an adult who is using marijuana with a fully developed brain. As always, prescription drugs is always a concern with all ages. April is the National Take Back Month, and it's important that community members, parents, adults, even children who are prescribed prescription drugs understand that, you know, the drugs are prescribed for the person that's using, and to keep our medicine cabinets locked. A lot of times, kids will share their medication as well. You know, adults are they might. If there's an old prescription in a medicine cabinet, someone may decide to use that. And so it's one of the major concerns with some of the opioid crises that we have across our nation. And so they've created national take-back events where people are taking old prescriptions and turning them into the pharmacies and other take-back locations around the county to make sure that people don't get a hold of prescriptions that they weren't intended for. And I think sometimes our high school and young adults, they need to be reminded about, you know, if they're prescribed a particular prescription, it's for them, and that dose may not work for another individual, and just those types of responsibilities. We also want to talk about online risk, such as grooming and sexual predators. It's youth as young as fourth grade, maybe even younger, are identifying that they're having social media accounts. And our sexual predators know this, and it's very difficult for parents to stay on top of social media and know who it is that's interacting with their child. And those sexual predators are very creative on how they try to reach our children, and it's important that we recognize that, look at some tools that we can use to monitor devices that our children are on, and remind ourselves that human trafficking is on the rise across our nation, and our small town Carlinville, Macoupin County, we're no different than other areas across the country with sexual predators and human trafficking. So we felt like these were all important topics to try to review and talk with. Parents as well as teens and adolescents are welcome to come. Our primary target is the adults and community members, but we also, it's also good information for adolescents to hear as well. We're excited to be partnering with many of our community programs and resources here. Besides the coalition, the Macoupin County Sheriff's Office is going to be there speaking about the trends that they're seeing, as well as the Carlinville Police Department. Macoupin County State's Attorney's Office will be there, also speaking about trends and how the laws might be changing and what they can do to help us. Macoupin County Public Health Department, along with their Maple Street Clinic, will be there providing information. The Unified Child Advocacy Network, Carlinville Area Hospital, Michelle's Pharmacy, Locust Street Resource Center, and then obviously Carlinville School District for opening their gym up. We're very thankful for them to give us their nice location at the high school gym to bring not just Carlinville individuals in. I mean, this is open to the general public. Anyone of the surrounding communities are welcome to come and attend, and we hope that they do.
You mentioned many things that you'll be going over, but just a couple I thought maybe we could talk a little bit more specifically on. The vape thing that you mentioned, and I know there's information about juuling. Maybe you could talk about, because maybe some parents aren't aware or anything like that, but what sort of do these devices look like, or how do you tell what they are even?
They come in many different shapes and sizes. The juuling is the one that's maybe most common with our teens and younger adolescents. It really looks like a jump drive or a flash drive, something you would put into your computer. It's something that individuals can hide in the palm of their hand and in their pockets very easily. School officials around the county are taking these away from children on a daily basis. And it's something that they can even hide, take a puff off of and no one even know that they're using. One of the concerns with this is it's so new that we really don't know the side effects. It took years for us to understand the complete side effects of tobacco use and using a filter versus non-filter when smoking cigarettes. These are electronical devices, so we don't really know what microscopic pieces are getting inhaled into our lungs with these devices, and it could be causing scarring and other issues as well. And as time goes on, more and more research is coming out showing that the vaping tools are affecting people's health and will have long-term effects, as well as what is in, what juice, what's in there that they're actually vaping, what is the liquid. Many times it could be just a flavored liquid. It could also be a liquid with nicotine in it. And now the nicotine liquids could have much higher percents of nicotine than the actual cigarette itself. But even more alarming is that the liquid could be THC that's found in marijuana use. And there's no way to know what is in that product and what our youth may have, be encountering and getting off the street. And the side effects, again, it's going to take a while for science to research and know all of the side effects that vaping can cause. But we do know we are seeing increased ER visits and other health-related problems with adults as well as youth who are vaping. And as time goes on, we'll be able to identify even more.
Another one that interested me that you brought up is the marijuana issue. Of course, marijuana has been an issue all over the place for a long time. But I'm sort of wondering How do you go about it now with all of the talk of, well, it probably is going to be legalized, it's now approved for medicinal use with adults, of course, and I was wondering sort of how is that approach now?
Yeah, we really need to up our game as far as community education around marijuana use and the medical perspectives, and if people are using something that's been prescribed to another person and they're using it for themselves. There's not a lot of education out there to let people know, well, this THC amount and CBD amount is good for this symptom. And if they're using it without doctor's supervision, they may be getting the wrong amount of the THC and CBD that's in the product and it not be useful to them. And there's a lot of propaganda that's in the news and online that our young adults, adolescents, even adults are reading that's can be confusing to understand what are the perceived risks of using marijuana and the different types of products that marijuana can be found in. It's not the old 1970s type marijuana. The way they're making it today, the THC levels are much, much higher, have longer effects on the body. It can be found in edible versions, gummy bears, cookies, candy. And just, if they're eating it, it takes a longer time for the full effect of the drug. And they may eat it and then 40 minutes later think, not feel the effects yet, and then choose to get behind the wheel, or maybe choose to take more. They're seeing in states where it's been legalized that hospital ER rates are up for people ingesting or taking in too much marijuana. Now, it doesn't lead to the overdoses like we see with opioids and as far as concerns of death, but it does increase ER visits and it does increase health risks. And I think there's a lot of education, and the perceived risk of marijuana today among our adolescents is very low. They don't see it as something that could cause harm to them. And I think that's where we need to do a lot more education and helping them to understand what the risk might be to them for using, and the risk for addiction. The adolescent brain not being fully developed increases the risk for something called marijuana use disorder. It's a type of addiction that can happen with adolescents where they're going to be using on a daily basis. The amounts were not, the THC amounts are not controlled. No one's monitoring it, and there's lots of side effects with that. Things that we didn't maybe see in the, in the 70s and things like that when we had higher rates of marijuana use among different age groups. And today, because of the laws changing and the perceived risk, we're seeing more and more individuals and a lot of youth that are participating in using this product.
One other question I had on some of the topics you covered, social media. You described, grooming and sexual predators and things like that. Another thing that seems to hit the news a lot, and I was just going to see if maybe that'll be covered as well in your presentation coming up on April 15th, is I guess you wouldn't call it bullying, but a lot of problems arise amongst people feeling bad to the points of even you hear of people thinking or committing suicide because of things that happen on social media. Is that going to be part of your program as well?
Yes, we'll be covering bullying as well as the grooming of sexual predators, and especially among our adolescents. Kids are very concerned. They post something, they want to see how many likes they have, they want to see what's said. Before social media, if something negative was said at school, maybe a small group of people heard it, it maybe goes through the rumor mill, but it dies very quickly. On social media, it never has the opportunity to die. It's there forever. People keep re-seeing it, reposting, recommenting, and it reaches hundreds, maybe thousands more individuals than what something would have happened as a face-to-face event. And that's catastrophic to adults and even more so to our adolescents. and making sure one of the things we want to do is make sure that both parents and the adolescents and teens know that there are resources available at their back door, that there are a lot of great programs here in Carbonville, in Macoupin County, in Montgomery County, and that they're not alone, and that there's many places they can reach out to, and we want to make sure we put those resources in everyone's hands so that they know that where they can turn to.
And finally, as we come to the end of the show, you spoke about a number of law enforcement and mental health agencies and stuff will be at this presentation. But if you have anybody who sponsored it or you'd like to mention who's helping you get this presentation out, and then again, the date and time, go right ahead.
Yeah, again, the program is going to be April 15th at 6 p.m. at the Carbonville High School gym. We got a mini grant from the Thrive It Financial program to help offset some advertising and have some refreshments and print some programs. And then all the other organizations that we mentioned before are supportive. They think it's a great idea. They're going to be there sharing their information. And we're really excited to have such a collaboration of organization and businesses in our community, in our county, and that want to see parents, community members, and our teens be successful and have resources and be more knowledgeable about all of these topics.
Paula, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.